Late Thursday, the streaming video leader announced that it ended the year with 230.75 million users globally, an increase of 7.66 million over the prior quarter. FactSet survey of analysts forecast that Netflix will gain 4.57 million users. The Los Gatos, California, firm fell short of analysts' fourth quarter revenue and profit projections. Over the same time period, Netflix made 12 cents per share in profit on $7.85 billion in sales. Despite missing the consensus estimate of 55 cents a share on revenues of $7.86 billion, the company reported a profit. The company earned $1.33 per share on $7.71 billion in revenue in the same period a year ago. Its profit objective for the current quarter fell short of expectations, while its sales forecast came in just slightly ahead of expectations. Despite downbeat report, Netflix stock rises. Netflix shares rose 6.3% in early trading Wednesday, reaching $335.51. The shares of Netflix declined 3.2% on Thursday, ending the regular trading day at a price of $315.78. Netflix forecasts a first quarter profit of $2.82 per share on revenue of $8.17 billion. Profit per share of $2.98 on revenue of $8.15 billion was the consensus estimate for the March quarter among financial experts. On $7.87 billion in revenue, Netflix made $3.53 per share in the same period a year ago. Executives from Netflix have stated that they are focused on profitability despite the fact that their competitors are losing billions of dollars attempting to catch up. In a letter to shareholders, Netflix's management stated, "We believe we have a clear route to re-accelerate our revenue growth, continuing to improve all areas of Netflix, releasing paid sharing, and increasing our advertisements offering. As usual, our top priorities are the happiness of our members and the steady growth of our bottom line." Wednesday, Harry and Meghan, Troll, and Glass Onion were among Netflix's most watched originals in the fourth quarter. There has been a change in leadership. Meanwhile, Netflix's co-founder and co-CEO Reed Hastings has stepped down to take on the role of executive chairman, bringing an end to a succession process. Co-CEO Ted Sarandos was joined by Chief Operating Officer Greg Peters. Hastings, according to Pivotal Research Group analyst Jeffrey Vlodarczak, will try to sell Netflix after the 2025 U.S. presidential election. In a note to clients, he suggested that Microsoft, MSFT, is the most likely suitor for acquiring Netflix.